Our next storyteller tonight is Raine Pryor. She's an actress, jazz blues singer, playwright, award-winning actress for her solo show, Fried Chicken and Latkes, two-time nominated author for her book, Jokes My Father Never Taught Me, Life, Love, and Loss with Richard Pryor. She's a proud mother and a fiance now living in and loving Baltimore, and she told me a great little anecdote before the show this evening. I, of course, told her my favorite Richard Pryor movie was Brewster's Millions, and she said, you know, funny story about that. I was about 15 years old when that movie was made, and I walked in on a trailer where my dad was smoking a joint with John Candy. And she said she was very indignant about it and grossed out, and she was ready to leave. And John Candy said to her, one of these days, you're really going to dig this stuff. Please help me welcome Raine Pryor.
My summer, my greatest summer, was the summer of 1977. I was living in California, actually in Beverly Hills, but below the tracks where the poor rich people live. my father, he lived in the Valley, which was famous for Frank Zappa's song, you know, Valley Girls. Oh my God, gag me with a ginsu. And in 1977, I had this huge afro and little tiny head. it was definitely the year of like the bell bottoms. It was a cool, cool, cool year for us and our family. My dad, I just want to say, my dad is not your Cosby type of dad or your Leave It to Beaver type of dad. He's more like Ozzy Osbourne on a really good day. So. But I loved, it was me, my, I lived with my mother by herself. By the way, my mom is Jewish, and so I'm black and Jewish, which means I'm proud, but I feel really guilty for it. and so I lived with my mom, and I had two older brothers. I had an older brother and a sister, and we used to love spending all our summers with our dad. It was like a different lifestyle. Like, my mom was totally like the hippie mom, black militant, so she thought she was, wore a blonde afro wig. And so we really loved to get out of our own environments and go visit this like surreal lifestyle. And it was the 70s, you know, so we would go to the Valley and, you know, toot along through the hills and down in, and you get to the Valley and it's kind of like, it was kind of like horse territory meets, you know, apple orchards and orange orchards. And my dad lived on this, had this huge piece of property that was shaped kind of like in a box, and you would enter, you know, through the kitchen, and then you'd find yourself in the dining room, and then you turn again and find yourself in the living room and turn again, the hallway, turn again, you know, very simple to get around, because I guess, you know, drugs. But anyway, that's, so, gotta keep it simple. But summers there were always great. There would be my all my aunts and cousins and uncles, and even hookers were cousins and uncles. But so they were there at Dad's house, and my great-grandmother, Mama, who ran a brothel and who had boobs down to here that she would actually fold up so they would fit in her bra. She would be there, you know, cooking up collard greens and pig's feet and stuff, because we weren't Muslim. We were just black. And then there'd be, you know, Uncle Dickie, who weighed 350 pounds, who I think was one of the pimps, actually. And he just loved to sit there and be, ha, 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 Raine it, baby. And, yeah, it could be kind of gross, but it's not. And then there was Aunt Dee, who was just hairy. And I wonder if, like, a lot of black families have that, where, you know, she's, like, the big girl, and she's really hairy and has the mustache and the one finger up in the air, and she always would curse at us and curse our mothers. But that's a whole nother story. But that really, that was the picture of summer. And my dad decided to have this big, huge roller skating party. I must have been in one of his great dreams. And so he gets up and he's like, we're gonna have a party, kids. And we're like, yeah! You know, so we go out and we get roller skates, and the DJ comes and the people come, and there's Chaka Khan, and there's, you know, Muhammad Ali, because my dad decided at one point he thought he was going to be a boxer. That always for a moment. And so he built a boxing ring, and so him and Muhammad Ali are like sparring, stick and move, bop and weave, and you know, Shaka Khan's there, and all these, like, you know, I think Chevy Chase actually was there, and it was just craziness and roller skating, and we decide, okay, we're gonna go swimming, and so we go swimming in the swimming pool, and all of a sudden I look up and in walks, you know, these really good-looking guys with huge afros and suits on, and it was the Jackson 5. And I was like, ah! And but of course, you know, like, I'm still kind of little. Like, now I look back and go, oh my God, but then they were just really cute guys, and they were still black. And and it was just like the coolest thing. I was just like, oh my God, Michael Jackson's in the house, and there's Tito Tremaine, oh my God, and Marlon, oh my God. And I knew they really wanted to go swimming and couldn't. I felt really bad for them. So, like, we would splash, you know, get wet, and watch, like, the heat from, like, the Jerry Curl juice. But just, yeah, anyway, so, anyway, that was a whole nother thing. And, but summers were just really great, and My dad came up with another great idea. Oh, that was the year too. He went swimming in the swimming pool that summer, and we were watching him. My dad decided to go to the deep end, and he couldn't swim. He really kept the myth of, like, black people can't swim going. And so there he was, and he was in the pool, and he starts going down, blah, 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 you know, and we're on the side, and we're like, ha, 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 daddy's so funny. My dad's like, help me, please, I'm drowning. And we're like, ha, ha, daddy, this is so funny. He's like, if you don't get me the plank out of this pool. So, you know, my brother decides to dive in and help my dad out, and so my dad came up with this brilliant idea after that, not to get us back or anything, that we should just go to Europe. And dad was fun like that. We'd always go on spur-of-the-moment trips here, there, wherever. And so a few days later, we're on a Concorde, where they used to have the Concorde. And yeah, I'm aging myself. So I did say 77, too. So yeah, I was around. And and so I remember, like, screaming because my ears really hurt. And we landed in London, and it was all, like, very posh, and the people were posh, and, you know, walking around, and I was just like, wow, we're in London, and we go to Buckingham Palace, and we waited outside, and I really thought the Queen was gonna come, and I remember sitting all, like, half the day, and my dad's like, we need to go, and I'm like, I'm waiting for the Queen, Father, you know. I thought that's how we were supposed to talk to, and, you know, walk around like this all day, and, you know, so I did with my pinky up in the air and good stuff like that. And then my dad was like, oh, let's go to, you know, Paris, France. And we're like, all right, wow, we're cool. You know, and so here we are, and we're in Paris, France. And I remember landing, and the man picks us up, and he's like, hello, how are you doing? And I'm like, I'm good. And he's like, do you guys speak French? And I'm like, I do, I do. And he's like, what can you say? And I'm like, Coupe de Ville. I felt all proud of myself. And then he was like, well, do you know anything else? And I was like, uh-huh, I do, I do. My brother and sister are, like, so annoyed with me because they're older. And they're just like, whatever, baby. And I'm like, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? And he was like, oh, mon Dieu, mon Dieu. You know, you don't want to say that. You just asked, will you go to bed with me tonight? And I was like, in total shock. But he thought it would be this great, great idea to actually take us to go see Silver Streak in French, with English subtitles. And so I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So we go, and I really think my dad can speak French because I don't get the whole dubbing thing. So I'm laughing, like, oh my God, you speak French, daddy. You know, and he's like, uh-huh, yeah, you know, keep it down. And, you know, and I remember, too, I told on his girlfriend. I just had to throw that in. I told on his girlfriend for going topless at the pool, but I didn't know it was, like, a cool thing to do in France. I thought she was being dirty. But anyway, so here we are at the movies, and we're all in there, and we're watching. I'm laughing hysterically, and my brother's, like, trying to read what's going on, and my sister's like, okay, Richard, we can read, because my brother's Richard Jr. And we get out of the movie theater, and I'm just like, oh, this is the greatest thing. So my dad's feeling all high and mighty because his kids are loving his action, you know. And we're in the car, and my dad goes, so, you guys, what'd you think of the movie? And we're like, it was great, Dad, it was great. And he goes, so, Junior, what did you think? Who's your favorite comedian? And my brother's like, you, Daddy, you. Kiss up. And then he goes, "So, Elizabeth, who is your favorite comedian?" And my sister's like, "You, Daddy, you." And it gets to me, and he's like, "So, Rain, who is your favorite comedian?" And I'm like, "Steve Martin, Daddy, Steve Martin." And my daddy looks at me and says, "Yeah, well, let's see if Steve Martin gives you any Christmas presents this year." And so for me, 1977 was the best summer ever, because my dad may not be the Cosby type of dad or the Leave It to Beaver type of dad, but he was my dad, and there was no one like him.
Rain Pryor.